4th Berkshire District Representative William Smitty Pignatelli, a Democrat, is one of four co-sponsors of the so-called healthcare parity bill. The legislation would require health insurance providers in Massachusetts to pay for the continuing treatment of individuals recovering from substance abuse. Pignatelli, who said that between 80 and 90% of those held in the Berkshire County House of Correction are there due to crimes related to substance abuse, said more needs to be made available for their recovery after they're released.
I would much rather see a young person who makes a nonviolent criminal offense because of substance abuse get into the detox program, like at the MIGI unit in Pittsfield, for the 5 to 7 days that insurance would cover. And then it's the continuing care. I would love to see them get into a regular program that's going to take 25 to 30 days. Give them an opportunity not only to become truly detoxed, but to have a chance to be rehabilitated and have a productive life.
The Berkshire County Drug Task Force, administered by the Berkshire District Attorney's Office, has called the prescription drug and heroin abuse problem in the Berkshires an epidemic. More treatment options are being made available in the county, including a controversial methadone clinic, which distributes a substitute for recovering heroin addicts that opened last fall in Pittsfield. But recovery treatment is often expensive, and Pignatelli said that it's unjust for insurance providers to not assist the families of recovering addicts find help.
And to expect a family to go to the detox with insurance, but then have to pay out $40,000 or $50,000 or $60,000 for a 30-day program at a private facility, I think is foolish.
Ananda Tim Payne, executive director of the Railroad Street Youth Project, the Southern Berkshire program, which encourages youth community participation and provides support to keep teens and young adults away from drugs and alcohol, said the bill would have a significant impact.
This bill would really make a huge difference in the lives of young people in Berkshire County and in South County especially.
Tim Payne said that her organization often encounters youths trying to recover from addiction who cannot find an adequate support system after they return from a correctional program.
Going somewhere for a week, getting clean and coming out, knowing that they really need to be somewhere for longer term care but not having an option for that. Coming out and finding themselves homeless as a result of hitting rock bottom.
Dr. Jennifer Michaels, medical director of the Breen Center for Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services in Pittsfield, said that because addiction is an active disease, more treatment decreases the likelihood a user will relapse.
So if they don't have adequate care, they're still suffering from those symptoms and don't have enough support or enough of a connection to treatment. And more treatment as an inpatient or getting those connections will help them to stay sober.
Pignatelli said that he and his co-sponsors will look for support for the health care parity bill in the House and also try to find any supporters of the idea in the state Senate. He said that while the bill may remain unpopular due to the possibility of raising health care costs, now is the time for Massachusetts to set an example for the rest of the country.
Since we are the only state in the country that requires people to have health insurance, then let's have the health insurance companies provide the benefits and the services that people truly need.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.